Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Bodhisattva is called a bodhisattva or a mahasattva, a great being, because a bodhisattva has as the primary motivation of their lives great compassion. To take bodhisattva vows means to aspire in this way. To aspire not only to be motivated by great compassion, but to practice the Dharma in such a way that one is motivated by great compassion and discovers infinite ways of practicing the four wisdoms of charity, tenderness, benevolence, and sympathy. This is what is called the great vehicle in Buddhism. The great means of training. Because it is the antidote to discouragement and to despair. Because when one practices in such a way, one sees infinite opportunities to practice compassion. To practice in this way means to also let go of despondency, and as I said, discouragement, to let go of disparaging others and also disparaging circumstances. To practice in this way causes training to widen continuously. The heart that is not bent, the heart that is not captured, the heart that is not obstructed, wider, wider, ever wider. The constructed self passes away and is impermanent. The vow to benefit beings continues on far past our own identity. Countries and kingdoms and ideologies rise and fall. But this motivation to benefit beings continues. Therefore, a bodhisattva is called a bodhisattva because the soul substance of the bodhisattva is compassion. Everything else is impermanence and passes away and is insubstantial because this way of practice goes beyond definitions and ideas of innate characteristics of the self. This motivation causes us to go beyond tiredness in the usual way, to go beyond discouragement, to go beyond giving up. Our bodies and minds grow tired, grow old, and wear out and eventually die. The mind and body and personality constructed during the lifetime fades away, is dispersed, and does not continue. The motivation of great compassion continues. The scripture says the bodhisattva is motivated to benefit all beings while knowing there are no actual beings. The reason this is so is because such a way of training is not a personal journey. It is like a fire in which all aspects of selfishness are burnt up. It is like a flood of water in which all the sand and dirt is washed away. There is no place to stand, no place for selfishness to stand in this practice. Because it is not a practice of the self. As human beings, we become discouraged and despondent over our own training and the lack of our ability, and also over the sorrows of others, and also over the state of the world at various times and in various positions. This practice of the bodhisattva goes far, far beyond all of such things. When we pick up and move an object from one place to the other, this is a practice of oneself. The practice of the bodhisattva is like reaching for one's pillow in the middle of the night. It is not calculated. This is the true reason why we are present in this world. compassion being the true practice. And we remain in our bodies and minds for this life and accept this. Accept this body and mind and the limitations thereof. And if we wish to practice in the way that I have described, we allow the arising of great compassion within us, within our practice, within our daily life. When we do so, we become of benefit to others, far, far beyond our intention to do so. This is because great compassion is a law of the universe. The Buddhas and ancestors are constantly entering the world to benefit beings. No one can stop or do anything about them. To plunge into compassion and make that one's motivation means that there is always something that can be done. Since the development of great compassion and the practice of great compassion is also the practice of skillful means. This means to transform one's daily life with compassion. Shakyamuni said, "Wondrous, wondrous, all beings awaken simultaneously. This is through the power and practice of great compassion. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom."